This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Edge Energy Drink. Grab the energy drink that gives me the edge with the best ingredients, low pH levels, delicious, and zero aftertaste. Order it at myedgedrink.com.
The Ime Udoka story is just like taking over, huh? That's people talking a lot about the Celtics coach. And I got to tell you something. I'm disappointed in the guy. Because he's got Nia Long in bed. And really? And look, I know the saying, show me a fine woman and I'll show you the guy that's tired of sleeping with her and all that. It's a little more blunt, the saying, when guys are saying it to other guys. I understand all of that. And let me tell you something. I understand his suspension. I do. I completely understand. Dude, we impeached the president for this. You know, it's pretty simple, man. Don't shit where you eat. That's all. You know? And if the rule is there and you break it, it's the problem is when you do those things, you put everybody in an uncomfortable situation at work. Then you also open Pandora's box because then other people want to do it. But then when there are disagreements or breakups, then within the employees, are you choosing sides? Are you creating problems? And that's the problem in the workplace when that happens. You put things at risk. You know, there are companies that if you want to get together, they'll tell you, okay, great, one of you has to quit now. You know that, right? That's how they do it. And maybe that's what they should do. The problem is that he's married. And by the way, do we know if the woman's married also? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know they've thrown names out there, but it's been inaccurate. I'm not just going to add to the fuel and throw names out there when you shouldn't. You know what I mean? We don't even know. And listen, it's none of my business what Udoka does. Maybe he doesn't love Nia Long anymore. Maybe they don't have any sex. Maybe she's a bitch behind the scenes. Maybe he's just an a-hole. I don't know what their relationship is like. But, dude, you know you're working there. You're making a lot of money. Make her quit. Oh, you can't? Well, then don't have the relationship. But if the rule is there, you know, for the people that are like, oh, I don't care, and oh, they shouldn't suspend them and this and that, rule is there, man. And the problem is most of you don't own businesses. And then most of you are never willing to put yourself in somebody else's shoes. Okay? Because that's what you got to do a lot of times. Put yourself in somebody else's shoes and see what position are they in. And so now you have put the employees and you have put the employer, Ime Udoka, you have put them in a difficult position. Because now what happens if there's problems between you two and you're married? And I got to say something. This guy screws it up with Nia Long and they choke out in the playoffs. It's a hell of a year for him. Nia Long is fine, bro. She's a beautiful woman. Wonder what's up with that relationship. Damn. That's one I'd like to keep happy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just weird. But I have no problems with this. And I'm not. And by the way, this is not coming from Heat fan wanting to see the Celtics get weakened, right? Because they already lost Danilo Gallinari for the year, right? So that was already a screw-up for them. They signed a free agent that now they lost for the year, so they lose that shooter. That hurts them. And obviously, Udoka made a difference in that team last year over Brad Stevens. And, I mean, really, that team was a lot tougher under Udoka than it was under Stevens. But don't shit where you eat. It's pretty simple, man. And if the rules are there, they're there for a reason. Because that creates a problem for everybody else. So I really have no issues with it if he's suspended. I have no issues if they fire him. To be quite honest. No issues whatsoever with that. None. I get it. Totally understand. You put people in a very difficult position for your selfishness, you know? And if you two really care for each other, then somebody quits. Somebody leaves. So, I mean, if you care for each other, right? I mean, if you know, that's what relationships are. Besides commitment, there's sacrifice. There's compromise. If there is no sacrifice and there is no compromise, there is no relationship. You do know that, right? So, those two are adults. I don't know if she's married or not, but he is. Okay, so then you should make the decision of, hey, man, you know what? Let me get my divorce and let's decide on what we're going to do because this is wrong in our job. So this is going to be a problem for you and for me. And we all know he's the head coach. He's going to survive any of this more than she is. Even if he gets suspended, he's not going to lose his job. He'll come back. She probably will lose her job. So instead of going through the embarrassment, instead of getting busted, right, through all of this, then you too, if you're really adults and you're smart about it, then you make the sacrifices. You compromise. Then you have a real relationship. I don't know. I mean, I've been in a relationship for 30-something years. There has to be compromise. There has to be a meeting of the minds halfway. It's not just about, oh, I love you. So, I'm just saying, I have no problem with that case. And Odoko's an idiot, is what he is. He's thinking with the member instead of with his mind. And that's a problem.